Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Sesh Podcast, episode 259, take one. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Sesh on our new set. Look at us on this couch, laid back, chilling.
Laid back.
We be cooking pies with our baby.
I need to make a confession, but also I think I'm not going to be the only one in this.
Are you really going to tell them this?
Yep.
All right.
So
your fault.
So Fetty Wap is out of prison.
He whopped his way back into society.
Fetty whopped his way back in, which we're very happy about.
We're, in fact, thrilled.
We have been asking Fetty Wap to be freed for years.
We love Fetty.
And he's out, but he was at some club performing.
Yeah. Should we pull the clip?
No, I don't think you can.
Why? He's just playing his own song. Oh, I guess it's copyrighted.
Yeah.
It's his own song. I'll send it to Corelli so she can overlay it.
Well, anyways, he's up on stage and
he's cooking pies with his baby.
Yeah. But then I realized, like, what's wrong with his eye?
Oh, God, bro.
And I didn't know. I thought, I don't know. So I went into the comments.
And so embarrassed for you.
To the comments.
What's wrong with his eye?
And people were like, what is wrong with his eye? I'm like, oh, I'm not the only one. But then Kendall was like, his eye's been fucked for ever.
Yeah. Yeah. His album cover is so literally
she showed me his album cover just now. I'm sorry. I thought he was just like fucked up on drugs. That was his album cover.
No, that's just, I actually, what happened? I remember looking it up at some time.
He got glaucoma.
He has glaucoma in his eye.
Okay.
I learned that.
Okay. Yeah.
As a young chap.
But he's really like rocked it. It's been part of his kind of his identity.
I mean, I love him just the same.
He doesn't wear prosthetic eyes because he didn't want to look like everybody else.
Period, Kate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's why we love him.
No, he's authentic. He's different.
That's not why I loved him, but it is now. One of the many reasons.
What's your favorite Fetty Wap lyric?
I don't know. What's yours?
What does he say? I might just snatch a Ferrari
and buy
my boo a lamb. That's good.
Yeah.
I still work out to Fetty Wap pretty much every workout.
He's a legend. Fetty Wap, we love you. Anyways, hi, hello. Hey, what's up? Hello. We're on a new set. What are we thinking? Do we like it? Do we think it's cute?
Before you get your panties in a bunch, this is a temporary set. Although we do love it.
I like being on this couch because it's more comfortable and we have free mic, like freestanding mics now that we have to hold.
Which I feel like a pop star.
So much cooler than having a mic stand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this will be for a while, like months.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows how long it will
foreseeable future.
Yeah.
I probably won't be into like a regular set again until after I have this baby.
Oh, for sure not.
So this is perfect for me because I have a curved tailbone, I found out. Mm-hmm. So it's better for me to sit like this.
With your
lay back.
Yep.
Very with my good. Mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Look how big I am.
Yeah, baby.
It was really cool just now, actually. He was moving, and Janelle got to visually see him moving, flopping around like a little fish in there. Mm-hmm. And then she felt him, and you got to feel him. And then Sydney got to feel him. And then he even moved for Corelli. All three of them got to feel
it was the so baby. Cool.
It was great. It was really cool.
Was that your first time feeling a baby?
I honestly, I felt a little nervous.
I felt Steph's baby. My friend Steph is also pregnant. Mm-hmm. I saw her this weekend. We saw Hannah Burner.
Mm-hmm. How Shout is she?
Out. Is anyone gigglers out there? Let me know. She was great. She's so funny. I love her so much. Had a great time. Got a shelter in place warning. That was fun.
Oh my gosh, really?
I know. Steph told me about that and she called it an Amber Alert. And I was like,
we thought it was. Everyone. Well, yeah.
So, okay. So I know about that. You're talking about the shelter in place on Saturday night?
Yep.
Or, yeah, Saturday night?
Yep.
So that was a mistake from the state.
I know.
Yeah. It was only supposed to be for DU.
I know.
Because I got it and I'm like, 15 minutes away from that.
Yeah, we were in Denver. So, like, yeah, 15 minutes away. And it was at we were in the theater, and all of a sudden everyone's phone starts like, rah, rah, we're looking. It's, yeah, shelter in place. I'm like, oh, fuck. Here the fuck we go.
That's so scary.
And I'm like, looking around, I'm like, okay, there's the exit. Like, what the fuck do we do? But then, yeah, Steph pulled up, and then the location, it was like 15 minutes south. And I was like, okay, well, that's fine. And then everyone just like kept going. Hannah was like, are we good? Like, is everyone good? And then she just kept going.
Oh my God.
And then later, a couple hours later, we found out that, yeah, it was for a college in Denver, but it was someone who had like barricaded themselves. It wasn't even like an active pew pew.
Why do we constantly hear about people fucking up the emergency alert systems? You'd think those would be fairly foolproof and you'd be very serious. You're doing on it.
What's even worse is they didn't send out like an update.
Oh, so it was, yeah, they hate
like
that.
Dude, that day I was like, all right, I'm not leaving my bed. Like, that is my excuse not to leave bed.
There should be a button that you can press that just says retracted.
Just kidding.
It sends everyone retracted.
Yeah. Well, this was great too. So like it happened during the show. Then the show gets out and all the girlies are going pee again. And I think it was people who turned off their phone. They turned it on after the show. So then like half the phones went off again. In the bathroom line.
Oh my God. And it's so scary.
I was terrified for a sec. But it was really fun. And nothing ever happened. So, yeah.
But anyway, we are here. This is a temporary set for those of you who didn't hear last week. We have moved into our new office space, which is so exciting. We are pumped to be here.
We are.
The rest of the team is transitioning over here this week.
Yep.
We're like slowly rolling it out.
Mm-hmm.
Mile Higher will be also shot on this set. And I think last week I said Lights Out is too. Nah. They want to stay in their creepy little dungeon.
But
so.
They'll be here when the lease is up at the old place.
Yeah, they will.
End of next month. Mm-hmm. So then eventually all three of us will be here.
Yeah. If the studio isn't ready, then yeah.
No, absolutely.
It's not going to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Okay. Nope. Yeah, we'll be here.
Good. Well, I love this spot.
Looking cute. Yeah, I like it too. It's comfortable.
What do you guys think? How are you feeling?
I think it's great. It feels cozy.
Yeah.
I like it so far. It is giving like old set vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which smaller I kind of like.
Mm-hmm. I like how you guys are closer to us because at the other one, you guys would like look like you're looking at us, but I think you're just being blinded by the lights.
Yeah. I could like barely see an outline of you guys.
I can't see Kendall at all.
I was going to say, I can see the top of Curly's head and that's it.
Yep. I can't. I'm looking at a monitor.
Well, at least you can see me on the monitor. I can't see you at all. But I can see Sydney clear as day over here.
Yeah. I'll peek my little head out if I need to.
Hi.
I'll get you a booster seat.
Hi.
I see your eyes. Oh, you're cute. Hey, we have a couple of topics to go over.
We do.
Some interesting things have been popping
off. Some damn fools.
Oh, yeah.
In the world.
As there always is.
Colleen Ballinger's back on live shows, so that's good.
Good God,
Thank
dude.
God. We needed that.
Give it a rest, honey. What is going on?
Yeah.
I don't even know what to
I'm
say
honestly
anymore.
Surprised that she's did a live show.
So quickly, too.
A live show, you guys.
A live show with, like, an audience.
What? Can you believe it? I just cannot
believe
it.
Yeah, I know that's what I'm saying. It's insane.
It's worse than, I didn't expect her to actually, like, be that obnoxious and try to do that.
No, neither did I.
Before she's even made a video on her channel
yep.
to come back, she's like, live performance.
Yep.
Also, talking about Nick Vile.
Who's Vile? Sorry. That was,
I agree.
Like, don't like him. Sorry.
I don't know really anything about him. I just don't like what I've seen.
I don't think he's a very good interviewer.
Their podcast is.
And I don't understand how they get so many people.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't think you're that good at it.
Yeah, I'm confused. The ads blow me away.
Yeah.
The ads are the worst thing in the world. I'm so sorry.
Wow.
They're literally reading verbatim an ad read, not looking up at all, no overlay, nothing.
They put zero effort into it.
Like, technically, you can do that. But I'm like, who's going to buy your product if you don't put any effort into your fucking read?
Aren't the brands going to get mad?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Teach their own.
Whatever. I don't know.
Also, we have some first baby of the year drama, which we're going to get into first.
Yeah.
But speaking of babies.
Yeah. I was going to say, don't forget.
Do you guys want to see?
Yes.
I did a... I keep forgetting if it's a 4D scan or a 5D scan. Is it a 3D? I don't know.
Some sort of.
I think it's 4D.
I think it's 4D because isn't the fifth dimension like.
Yeah. Let's go into the fifth dimension.
Like a sound. 5D scan would be sick.
They just bring the baby out for a second.
Yeah, I don't know what exactly it is. Did I send it to you already, Curly?
Whoa, what if your stomach was like clear?
No, you didn't.
Whoa.
It was like a window.
That'd be cool.
Like, what if you could do something to where it's like you put something over and it turns clear? You can like see through it.
That'd be so trippy. Holly was getting weirded out just by the idea of how are we seeing him?
Oh, she was there, duh, obviously.
She was like...
Was she like, what the hell?
They're going to put a camera... I was like, yeah, the camera like goes through my skin. She was like, so trying to understand.
What did she say when she saw?
Well, I was a little annoyed. Granted, this is nice. The place I went to had a big basket filled with toys in there, which is great for the other kids and stuff. But as soon as she saw the toys, she lost all interest in her baby brother.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
She like took a peek. She's like, I've seen him. I was like, Holly, don't you look? She's like, I already saw him. Like back to this little plane she's playing with. She had zero interest in him.
I seen him.
She's like, shut up. I'm trying to play.
I don't care. She's like, let me enjoy these last few moments of me being an only child.
Yeah, literally. But it was really good. At first, he wasn't cooperating super well. He was like kind of tucking his face under, and he's transverse right now, which hopefully he pops into the right place. He's got plenty of time. I'm 30 weeks today. But he was like kind of hiding his face, and then it was interesting. He had his hand in front of his face for a lot of them, and then that's how they take the image. I'm going to sound really stupid, but they somehow, the image is generated through the fluid. So when there's something blocking the fluid in front of their face, it's like they can't remove the hand to see just the face because they can't like measure the depths.
Okay.
No sense. That made no sense.
Yes. Perfect.
But yeah. So we did end up getting some good pictures at the end. I kept having to get up, bounce on the ball, drink a bunch of water, drink some coffee. We did this thing. She called it a mini earthquake where I was like doing this on him. She was doing it on the other side. And we were trying to like get him to move.
But then he finally did.
High knees. Yeah, towards the end, we got some pretty good pictures, I thought. About as good as it's going to get.
I want to see.
So I have 5 pictures.
Oh my God, he looks like Holly.
Isn't he cute? You see how he had his hands in front?
Oh my God, he's so cute.
He does look like Holly.
He looks like Holly.
I know, that's what everyone's saying.
Look at his lips.
I know.
His little hand.
They look kind of squished it in there. I had Holly's pulled up too, and she looks very squished.
You can see his knuckles. Oh my goodness, look at that.
Look at his nose.
Isn't that crazy?
His little lip.
I know.
Oh my God, he's so cute.
Look at his mouth open. And his eyes open, too.
His eye open? Wait,
yeah.
What the hell?
He looks like Fetty Wap.
It's giving Fetty!
Oh my God, it's Fetty!
I know, yeah. I confirmed his eye is open in that picture.
Wow.
Isn't that trippy?
Isn't that like
just one eye's
annoying
open?
Annoying for his eyes in water.
Oh, he.
Yeah, I'm sure he's barely seeing any. Well, we know that their vision like,
can't
sucks.
See, yeah.
Dang, his that's mouth
crazy.
Open.
Oh, is that his foot? Or is that his other hand?
That's his other hand. Those are his two hands in front.
Oh my God, he looks so cute.
I know. He was all cuddled up. Does it?
Oh, I love him.
I know.
Now I just want to meet him.
Me too.
I love that one. With
that one looks like Josh to me.
It does look like Josh.
I feel like Holly has Josh's mouth and he has Josh's mouth too.
That is literally a Josh face. The like,
I know.
Josh almost like frowns sometimes a little bit when he's like relaxed.
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah,
oh,
especially
no,
when he's
so
like
cute.
Concentrated. I know that one's my favorite one.
He's all swooshed.
He's so cute. Oh, I already love him so much. It just makes it so It helps being able to see him because then I'm like, I can visualize it when I'm just in, like last night when I was barely sleeping and he was moving like crazy and I was just getting so annoyed and tired. But it's also just so much harder to wait. I'm just so excited. I'm so excited to meet this kid.
It's going to be so great.
Are you still working in the nursery and everything?
We're getting there. Yeah. We're this weekend, Holly's going to go with her grandma so we can like try to get a bunch of stuff done.
Nice.
Got to break out all the baby gear, see what we have, see what we need to get. I think we like, I mean, with Holly, I got so many clothes that would work for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And like, obviously she could wear, he could wear pink too. And he has some pink and purple, but I have tons of just like greens and blues. And I got like sports stuff with Holly. So like technically boys' clothes. And so he's got a full closet. Like he is set. I only bought like maybe 5 to 10 pieces.
And when
of
they're
new stuff.
Like that little, it doesn't really matter because they're going to outgrow it so quickly, right?
Yeah. And they're just, that's one thing I learned too is with Holly, I bought all these like newborn outfits. And with him, I'm not, I have like one cute thing if I want to take a photo of him in an outfit. But other than that, they're just in pajamas for the first like 6 months.
Yeah. Also like, yeah, how often are you going to take him out to like a fancy party or something?
Yeah, right. Where is he going to go? No, it's just to be like, stand him up on the couch and take a picture
my
of him.
God.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I know. I'm pumped. I'm excited to bring him here eventually.
Yeah. Can I ask a really weird question?
Sure.
Don't take offense to this, okay?
Okay.
Did you ever like worry how are you going to love him like you love Holly?
Of course. I still do. I still don't understand.
Like, do you get scared? Like, what happens if I don't like him as much?
I think that's something that every parent.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Of course. Me and Josh talk about this all the time where I'm like, what if she set the bar so high?
Right.
What if this like, one what, sucks?
Yeah, I know.
We're all the first kids, like first children. So I wonder if our parents thought that.
Oh,
and like
are.
They that's always weird. Say they love their kids the same, but do they really?
I don't think so. I'm definitely the favorite. Thank you so much.
Like maybe I won't love him as much as Holly.
And that'll be, you'll have to tell him that.
Just have to see.
Keep him humble.
Exactly. Listen, kid. She was here
she
first.
Was... Don't tell Holly that. Her little Leo ego can't.
I know. I can't imagine loving another kid as much as I love her. It just feels like this weird stranger. But I think you just do. Everyone says you just do.
Yeah, you just do.
So, yeah. I but guess, it stresses like... me out. I'm like, what if he feels like beneath her?
Right.
Or I favor her?
Right.
He might. He might feel that.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the normal, like, younger sibling thing to feel anyway, you know?
Oh, right. Yeah, you're a younger sibling. Or no, you're
I'm
not.
Oldest.
Yeah, you are oldest.
Or I feel like sometimes the oldest kid, like, I remember I loved my sister so much, but she was getting a lot more
attention. I was fucking pissed most of the time as a kid. My brother was getting all the attention. I felt like, I'm sure it wasn't actually like that, but it seemed like that in my brain. Like,
yeah.
What the hell is this?
I don't remember enough to know if I felt like that.
I was always the favorite.
Like growing up.
I was reading a little guide of how to make the first sibling feel part of it more.
Yeah.
So I think the crucial thing is to like really give them jobs and to let them feel like this is our baby. Our family is having this baby together, not
just mommy and daddy.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
and then one thing I read that was a great tip was say things out loud to the baby. Like if the baby's crying, say, sorry, baby, I'm taking care of Holly right now. I'll get to you in a second. Like, even if the baby's not going to hear it, but the first child is going to be like, oh, I still matter.
That's smart. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I saw it was like an Instagram, one of those slides someone had made, and it had a bunch of great tips. So
I
saved it. Do you ever, like, save things in your phone and then actually go back to it?
Nope, never. Literally ever, and I still do it to this day. I'm like, oh, I'll need this. Save. Never think to look at it.
Or like a recipe or something. Or like, I'll definitely go back to this.
I do have a playlist on TikTok of recipes, and I do use those.
Do you?
Like cooking stuff. But I have so much crap saved. Like, I just forget about it.
Well, it's nice that you can make like playlists and stuff on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I should do that.
Mm-hmm.
I do that. I do that heavy.
I have cooking recipes. Anyways, well, should we get into our top peaks?
Shall we? So this story is wild. A hospital posted their first baby of the year. And of course, something like this seems totally harmless, totally fun. It reminded me of in Four Christmases, Sydney. Have you seen Four Christmases?
Yes, I literally mentioned that to Sydney when we were talking about this story. I was like, this is literally like that scene.
It's the exact thing as, it's the same situation as that scene.
Yeah.
When they have their baby, it's the first New Year's baby of the year.
The camera crew rushes in and they're trying to keep it a secret from their families.
Oh, apologies.
Here, I can get it.
Apologies. Okay. Thank you, Sydney.
But they can't because they have been blasted by the camera. So this is exactly what happened to these people. Different situation a little bit, though.
In my head, it plays out the same way, though.
I know. Like, they look like his face is a little
He's like, I feel like they had to give consent for this, but.
Oh, I'm sure they had to. Yeah. Can you imagine if they just came into your hospital room and they're like, oh, well, you're here. So we're putting your baby on the
road. Sorry, we have to.
But yeah, this post ended up blowing up once alleged affair rumors started circulating in the comments. To be clear, the post itself didn't expose anything, but the people in the comments section did. It says, please join us in welcoming United Regional's first baby of the year, Bronson Havens. Bronson was born on January 1st at 5:58 a.m. to parents Brittany Douglas and Rob Havens. Help us congratulate them and wish them a wonderful year. They also reportedly gifted them a car seat, which is pretty nice, and other various items for the baby. Maybe that's the exchange. We post your baby on the social medias. We give you some gifts. Seemed totally harmless at first, but people who say they know Brittany and Rob started chiming in the comments. And just to be clear, we're not saying any of this is true. This is alleged. We don't know what's going on. This is what's been circulating online.
Although, why would all these people just randomly make this up, like come together for this story?
Maybe they just wanted to have another fun moment like we had in 2025 at the Coldplay concert.
True.
That was a fun time.
That was.
We had some good moments with that. Yep. That meme lives on. I still see memes of that.
Yeah. It's nice.
So Rob allegedly cheated on his wife, whose name is reportedly Tabitha. We're not totally sure on that. Whom he was married to for over 25 years, apparently, and shares two daughters with. And he cheated on Tabitha with Brittany. And Brittany, the new mom, was allegedly engaged to another man as well. And had him go with her to her first ultrasound because she told him he was the father. And maybe he is. Who knows? But she ended up actually calling things off with the fiance to be with Rob, who she claims is the actual father. One of the first comments on the post said this about the affair. Do not congratulate this family while they play house, ignoring their mistakes. This man has chosen this woman over his family, leaving his marriage and his children for this woman. And choosing to broadcast it. I have never been so disappointed in this community. You would be smart to remove this post and cancel any other praise for these people. It's a little spicy at the hospital and the community. They don't know what's going
on. It's not their fault.
Why on God's green earth would you give permission for this hospital to post this? Because like you said, they definitely got permission, I would assume.
They have to have. I think because they got a free car seat, dude. Car seats are very expensive.
So you'd rather blow up your whole life for a car seat?
You're right. When you think of it of the context of their cheaters, then yes.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. True that.
Yeah. For a car seat? This car seat better like be made of gold.
Divorce fees are going to cost more than the fucking car seat.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they're like, we're just trying to move on.
We want to
start
God.
New lives. I don't know. Why would you? I can't think of a good reason why you would. Let them post this.
I mean, the only reason I think is because this wasn't necessarily like exposing the affair.
I know. No,
but it's still, it just is a bad look in my mind. I mean, I wouldn't want it to be posted, but.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's exposing the affair.
Well,
obviously,
just, like,
that's how
in.
The baby was made.
Right. Well, it's almost, I think, exposing the affair to everybody. Maybe like.
Yeah.
That wasn't the intention behind it, obviously.
Right, right. Maybe they're so blinded by their love and the love for the baby that they forgot all about how bad this was.
Blinded by the light.
That's wild. So another comment said, I'm sure Rob's wife is thrilled. What a wonderful way for her to start her new year. Waking up to see her husband and his home-wrecking mistress have a baby. Yeah, I feel bad for her.
Here's a good one. Rob is also Brittany's boss.
There we go. So it's just like the Coldplay situation.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I think it's worse because there's a fucking kid involved.
Yeah. Oh, no. for sure.
Yeah, he is the president at James Lane Mechanical, which is a Fidelity company.
Rob Havens.
And according to Brittany's LinkedIn page, she is the HR manager at James Lane Mechanical.
Sounds like infidelity.
Perfect. Perfect.
Da-dumps.
Get it?
That's a good one, infidelity.
That is.
Yeah, that is... Yeah, the comments were full of people calling Rob and Brittany out for cheating. And other comments were claiming Brittany is known for cheating and has multiple baby daddies. Again, this is all alleged.
Wow.
We're just reporting on what's been...
Shared.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. On this post, a guy named Bobby James comments, "What am I missing here?"
Same Bobby.
So, for real.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this response. Hello, Bobby, and welcome to the discussion.
Very serious. Hello, Bobby.
Welcome to the discussion. Bobby.
Above, you will find the father of Rob, is married for 25 plus years, not to Brittany, with two kids. He's also Brittany's boss. Brittany, the mother, was engaged to another man and even had him attend the first ultrasound because she told him he was the father before calling it off to be with Rob, the father. She has a history of cheating and inappropriate workplace relationships to include flirting with high school students when she was a teacher. Allegedly, according to this comment.
Bobby Jones responds, "The internet is undefeated."
That's right, Sir Bobby.
And this is why I love the internet for mm-hmm. things like this.
I wonder how this commenter knows all of that.
Probably knows the family to some extent.
She's like, the 25 plus years.
Or she's just now collected all the information right. from people who actually know them and is right. reporting to Bobby.
Right, right.
Gotta keep Bobby in the loop.
That's just fucking insane. Now, before the comments were turned off, which is, that's like my favorite thing, is the news people were like, let's not delete this. We're just turning off the comments.
They're like, we're getting the most engagement we ever have.
They're like, we don't want to delete it.
Yeah.
So we'll just turn the comments off.
Mm-hmm. Still up.
Well, also, yeah, I'm sure they were probably like, what if none of this is true and people are just making this up and we delete this family's photo?
Right. But I guess before they were turned off, there was allegedly a comment from someone claiming to be his wife, Tabitha. That said, quote, "If anyone is interested in going down the rabbit hole of my husband and his side piece that apparently went public on her social media today, shoot me a message and I'll give you the details to have fun with. 2025, I was silent. 2026, I'll be petty."
We don't know if this is her because her allegedly, I believe now ex-wife is Tabitha. And then this one's like, "I am Marlon." I don't know.
We don't know if this is Tabitha.
But it's just funny that, you know, if they're really trying to spice this up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's go. What a
That's
way to start
so
the year.
Bad. That's so bad.
That poor baby.
Yeah, it
that
is.
That baby
sad.
Didn't choose to be a part of this.
No.
The baby's cute.
The baby's going to grow up and be like, what if they see the post? And they're like,
Yeah. You know how people, when I think this was more of a thing when we were younger, but our parents would like get a newspaper clipping from when we were born, the day we were born. Like some people would frame like the news headlines for the day. You can just frame this post.
Oh, bro. That's just what, put it, frame it and put it up in the nursery.
Yeah,
oh
exactly. Yep. With the comments, though.
With the comments.
Make sure to include Bobby's comment.
That is horrible.
What is going on here?
Hey, yeah. Bobby. Welcome to the discussion.
Yeah, it's real fucking sad. I think Janelle's right. The true question here is, why would these people have agreed to this if it was really for a free car seat? Was
it
worth it?
I don't get it. And I'm pretty sure you would get a free car seat regardless just because of the fact it's like, oh, you're baby number one of the year. Here's your free fucking gift card.
Really?
I don't think it has anything to do with posting on. What, they're not making money. It's not like they're like, oh, my God, thanks for the free advertising of our hospital.
True.
There'll be like no one's like, oh, my God, I think I'm going to use that hospital. Like,
yeah, that's a good point. I don't know.
So. Yeah, I don't know why the hell you would agree to this, but maybe they just like wanted to get it out in the open.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It's one way to do it.
Anyways.
Let us know what you think.
Stupid.
Man.
What?
I love this mic, but my arms are already sore.
Are they?
This one is super sore. I can't use this arm anymore. This arm's been fucked for a while, though, for me.
Hold it down here with your thumb. I don't know why it's easier for me. Like with your thumb.
A little bit. That seems harder.
Really?
My arms are so weak right now.
Hey, we should get some...
Oh my God, I'm like Sabrina Carpenter.
Please, please.
You know how, like, the please. Start of her show, the mic drops down?
Oh, yeah, yep.
Oh, I leave quite an impression.
Coffee to pieces.
I love
You're
that.
Wondering where half his clothes meant.
We're going to get a copyright because these are so good.
Where they're at.
That's right.
Now I'm gone.
I literally feel like a pop star.
You want to stand up and sing?
Now I'm gone. Wait. Well, me, Sydney, and Corelli were supposed to finally go see The Housemaid, speaking of Sabrina Carpenter, because her song's in the trailer, and they did this, like, cool remix of it. They already took it out of theaters.
Wait, why?
It leaves on Thursday.
Because it's been in theaters for over a month.
Yeah. Well, I thought it's, like, a couple months. What happened
yeah,
to that?
Me too.
I thought it was, like, 3 months things run
oh,
in
so
the
you
theaters.
Guys aren't going now?
No, I'm going to go with Josh tomorrow instead.
You guys didn't invite me.
We did invite you.
Just kidding, you.
You
invited me, but then I said I don't like
we
the theater.
We strongly encourage you to come,
No,
in
but
fact.
Then you were like, you're right, you're going to ruin my theater experience.
Yeah,
and I said, that's so fair.
Anxious.
I would.
You'd but, be like, ah!
Correct. I'd be like, ah!
So they're going to be streaming it?
Is it
so stream
yeah,
it
I think
together. It'll be streaming not till April. Of course,
not
when it comes
April.
Out. Well, maybe you can read it by then, and then you can safely watch it with us at home.
Yeah,
you have till April.
I'm not done reading it either, listening okay. to it.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to go see that then. I can't wait till April.
I just finished the third book.
You said it was bad,
trash.
Right? You didn't like it?
Trash.
You didn't like it?
Yeah, I was devastated.
Oh.
Well, 3 out of 10.
I was like, I started on the second book on accident.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I already know who like the characters are, so I kind of just spoiled it for myself.
No. You
the
have...
second book has nothing to do with the first. The storyline is not even, it's barely connected.
Some of the characters, I'm not going to say any characters' names, but.
Yeah, like you I probably know... were confused about like who is who when they're talking.
I'm trying to think.
It.
I don't think anything's truly given away. There might be like some little tiny thing.
Oh my gosh, it's so.
The first one, I say 10 out of 10. Second one, 7 out of 10.
Okay.
Third one, 3.
Really?
Cash grab.
I have 3 hours, I think, until my credits refresh on Spotify.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you to get to just to do the first one. I couldn't stop talking about it with you. I was
I
like obsessed.
So I'm so glad you were into it.
I like The Tenet a lot. Janelle, I do think you would like that one.
I will think about listening to it.
The one I'm reading or just started Never Lie, and it's only a 7-hour and 30-minute listen.
Are
so.
They lying?
I don't know.
Never Lie.
It's one of her
is
most popular ones.
Is it by Frida, whatever her name is?
Mm-hmm. Frida McFadds.
Frida, baby.
She's good. She's a doctor. Still practicing, even though she's super successful.
What kind of doctor?
I don't know exactly.
Is she a PA? I don't know. I just made that up. I just pulled that out of my ass.
That's technically not a doctor.
I really would love for you to read The Tenet, though, Janelle. I think I may have even liked The Tenant more than The Housemaid. Maybe. I don't know. Housemaid is so good.
The ending of
The Tenant's really great. Good. The cover makes it look scarier than it is. Oh my God, you guys. I have to tell you, I watched the most fucked up movie this weekend, but it was so fucked up that it was just funny. It's technically called a body horror. That's the genre. It was.
Wait, that's the genre?
That's the genre. It's like a body horror.
So it's like.
How it's described.
It's like, was it The Substance?
Yeah. Fucking wild.
Wait, that's a wild.
Did you watch that?
Yeah.
Dude, oh my God. My so dreams wild. Were so crazy after that.
So body horror is like mutilated bodies kind of thing.
Ew, see, I don't know. I was like,
because
I was scared it would like, be like that.
Is it like Saw? No. Like, it's like weird, like Mod Podge of bodies.
Well, I was afraid it would be like that human centipede thing that I've always heard about.
I've never watched that.
That's what you saw.
Oh, this is what
But the trailer looked so good, and it's with Demi Moore, and she... It won Cannes Film Festival this year, so I was like, I'll try it.
That honestly might be, like, my favorite movie.
It was really good.
But by the end, like, it was just, it got, like, so insane that I was just, me and Josh were hysterical laughing.
I remember the end of it, I was, like, me and Ethan were, like, halfway falling asleep towards the end of it, but, like, I would wake up at weird points, like, they're in the bathroom, and I would just, like, wake up. I think I also had really crazy
Dude,
dreams.
I bet. If you were, like, half in, half out on that, that would be really
Why
tough.
Why did you decide to watch this?
Just because I liked Demi Moore and it had great reviews and we were looking for a movie. I couldn't really find anything else that looked that good. And I don't know. I've heard my massage therapist told me it was really good.
You know what else is really good?
It wasn't scary. It wasn't. I wouldn't put it in because
yeah.
I don't. You know me. I don't fuck with like Saw or like torture. It wasn't like that. It's like it was kind of sad. It was a concept about beauty standards in Hollywood and a woman who. Demi Moore plays this woman who is like a fitness instructor and she's super famous and has a star on the Walk of Fame. But then they're like, Dennis Quaid's in it. And he's like, "Ooh, you're getting old. We need to find a replacement for you." And then so she like turns to this this thing called the substance, which is kind of like a new experiment. But she didn't know what she was getting herself into. I don't want to give anything else away, but goes to extreme body modification to try and like be young again. But it gets fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I'd almost like love to show you the end parts because it was like so, it was so ridiculous. It was funny.
Too bad we can't
like when she's like running around. Oh my God.
Too bad you can't like make me watch it right now.
I would love to get your reaction to
it. Could we watch it with no sound?
Probably not.
No. I'm sure we could get
Do we need sound?
No. Just for you to see the very end. Let me see if I can find like a clip of it because the trailer doesn't show any of it because they like want to keep it a secret.
I mean, you know me, I'm never going to watch this.
No,
so
you're never not going to, you're never going to watch it.
No.
Oh, is this what she looks like?
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Janelle.
Wait. Yeah, just show her the pictures. Fuck? That's Demi Moore, dude.
Isn't that the one that does Halloween every year?
No, that's.
No, that's Heidi Klum.
Oh, what the?
Look, isn't that crazy?
Wait, and they think that's going to make her look hot?
No.
No, that's how deformed she gets by the end.
So it looks bad? That's disgusting.
It was so funny.
You image.
Is it supposed to be funny?
Ew. No. It's like kind of campy.
Yeah, I think it's like kind of. Sometimes horror movies end up being like, I thought Weapons was kind of funny.
Yeah, I think that some of them do have like a comedic.
Like when it gets so ridiculous.
That's like hard to look at.
Yeah.
It won't
fucking
be tuning
nuts.
In, I don't think.
The Substance. I recommend. I enjoyed it. Josh and I quite enjoyed it.
Okay.
But my dreams were off the chain that
I
want
to watch it again.
You should while you're awake.
Yeah,
while you're awake. I can't believe you fell asleep to that.
Yeah, I don't think I could fall asleep to that.
Well, it was because it was really late and we got tired.
That's how it normally goes.
Yep.
Moving along here. Colleen Ballinger is back.
Ugh.
Doing live shows. Yep, you heard that right.
She just doesn't know when to stop.
Live shows.
Go away. No one wants this.
So we talked about her, I don't know, a month ago when she went on Raven Simone and then her wife is named Miranda, their podcast, Tea Time with Raven and Miranda.
Yeah, it was back in November.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Time to be flying.
I did think it was like a month ago, too.
Well, anyway, she was on there and we talked about the interview. We can link the episode where we talked about, but it was a horrible interview, like just garbage, honestly. Like the questions that they asked her was I don't think they did like an ounce of preparation before they recorded this episode with her. And no. They were basically like downplaying everything, not asking like about a lot of the allegations. Yeah, it was trash.
I can't remember what it was exactly, but there was one point where Raven started repeating like a rumor or something that's not true. And then they called, like, during it, she was like, no, that's just what the internet says or something. And then she was like, see, this is why we need, remember
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah, she was like, yeah, she's like, this is why we need you to clip. I'm like,
yeah. Oh, it was just Cheetos in the
pants.
She was like, Miranda's like, he wasn't eating them out of her pants.
Oh,
he was
right.
Rolling
yeah.
them out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, she's like, that's
this
what
is
why we need to clarify, like, because
if that makes
we're
it any better.
Spreading misinformation right now.
Terrible.
So terrible.
Let's fucking go, Raven.
In early December, screenshots were posted on Reddit showing that Colleen was doing a live show called Colleen Ballinger Clickbait Cabaret at the Laurie Beachman Theater in New York, which, as a side note, has a capacity of 80 seats, so it's a pretty small theater. And the show dates were January 16th and 17th, which was this past weekend. She wasn't, like, promoting this show at all, like, on her social media or whatever. She did promote it on her vlog channel on like the community tab of it. She's like, sorry, I haven't posted vlogs in a while. I've been working on a show I'm doing in New York City next week. There's a few tickets left. And then she also posted on her Patreon. So it seemed as though.
Well, there was like one she did. It was like on her Instagram story, but it was a picture of like a raccoon and says New York City this weekend. And then it had like a link, but it wasn't like an announcement.
I think she's trying to do it very
DL
swiftly. Keep it on the DL because
swiftly
she knows that is that not the right term? Swift.
That means fast, but I get what you're going for.
She was doing it very
subtly,
inconspicuously.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously the internet is like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm sure she wasn't trying to like,
she's like, this is just for people who still like me.
That's exactly it's like
the
TikTok,
the trend that's like, this is for so-and-so. If you're not so-and-so, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't keep watching.
I love the idea of like putting the raccoon like, oh, this is like, you'll only get it if you know, if you know, you know. Mm-hmm. Wait, so she has a Patreon that she shares with her sister?
Yeah.
That's like a.
Called the Sweet and Salty Sisters. Mm-hmm. Sweet and Salty Sisters.
That's their, yeah, that's their Patreon.
Very kitty-like. Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
ADHD Av.
Yeah.
What? Enough. Oh, my God.
We put that ass. Can we stop? Ass and sass. Like, look at
the ass and sass.
Olsen twins.
It's oh very, like, not, you know, 90s or early 2000s.
This is just not it.
Bonus, getting ready for Colleen's show.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think that she is doing a live show, which I'm assuming she probably isn't able to charge that much for tickets? Do we know how much?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much? Well, maybe I should know that before I ask this.
She charged, well, I think it depends.
It was like GA was $50. Yeah, it depends on
which one.
That's kind of expensive for a show.
GA was $50 and then VIP was $81.
But how many seats? It was like under 80 100.
Seats.
80 seats. Okay. So it's not like a huge cash grab. This isn't going to pay her bills. Do you think?
Well, and she donated it all to childhood cancer, supposedly, or research.
But we'll go through, but the way she wrote it, or wait, the way it's written on the description is brutal.
So I guess that answers my own question.
What?
I was going to say, do you think she's doing this because she needs money or because she's addicted to fame?
No, I think she loves performing. I think that's like a true passion of hers, is like performing on a stage. And she misses it.
So do you think it's more performing on a stage or having like being in the spotlight and feeling
both?
That?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both.
She strikes me as someone who's like addicted to the spotlight.
Yeah, I think it's both.
Can we talk about the meaning of cabaret, though?
Yeah, I was trying to figure this out earlier. So, I think it's kind of like a dinner show, like a nighttime performance.
It is, but it inherently is for a more mature audience.
Yeah, that's
what
I
thought. It's usually like a late night. It's at some type of like club or bar.
Yeah.
They're serving drinks, whatever. Yeah, which we'll talk about more in a sec about like the age of people that you had to be in order to attend the show. People were like, is this happening or is this not happening? But like I said, she wasn't really like advertising it much. And then for a while, you couldn't even find the tickets online, which let's just watch Rachel, her sister, talk about it because she explains what happened. But yeah, she was also promoting it.
Someone asked if Colleen's show in New York is legit. They tried to buy tickets and called the venue and they said it was someone else performing the day. She is not performing. Link in her Instagram bio. The link was not working for a half a minute and now it is working again. I don't know if it's sold out. She just told me, I saw her yesterday. And she said, apparently the guy was like, hey, you aren't really selling tickets. She's like, what the heck? And then he called her back and goes, oh, we messed up. The link wasn't working. It's working now. Now they're selling fast. She's like, all right. It might already be sold out. The show is legit, though. I'm going. And I'm going to be on guard. On guard, son. All right.
Oh, God. She's on guard. Haters back off.
Haters back the fuck off.
Jesus. Well, I'm sure if it was really selling fast, do you think like there were people that probably bought tickets just to go see the shit show?
For sure. Like Hate Watch?
Yeah.
Probably.
Live Hate Watch.
Probably.
Well, that's how it was when this all first happened and she was still touring.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It was.
The show description is very odd. Let's go through it. So it says, after a 3-year hiatus, Colleen Ballinger is finally returning to the stage. A hiatus? You got canceled into oblivion for grooming children.
That's so crazy. I wonder if there was a group of them that were like, all right, how are we going to spin this?
A hiatus? Yeah.
After... Why even write that? Just skip the whole 3-year thing altogether. Why don't you just not acknowledge that?
It also says all proceeds go to funding and research for children cancer, but it doesn't specifically name a charity or anything. And this stood out to people because she, a long time ago in the past, she used to do like a fundraiser every year for her birthday for childhood cancer, but people would be like, hey, can you post the receipts or give more specifics about where you're donating to or how much money is going to each charity? And she never would. And so people were like, are you actually donating at all to childhood cancer research?
That's what always bothered me about it at the time because I remember she would do these campaigns. And she raised, it's really like, cool. And she would raise a ton. But I was always like, why? She would just say for childhood cancer.
As if
that was the name of the organization.
I'm not sure if this is true, but I heard some people say that like the money would go to her account and then be donated. Again, I'm not totally sure. But
I think it was just like a GoFundMe.
Yeah. So I think, and then other people are saying, well, that's how she does a tax write-off because she's the one donating it through her account. But people were like, it just is weird that it's sending to her and not just like the actual.
Yeah, because she kept being like, oh, well, I've picked out like 3 or 5 charities or whatever, and I'm going to divvy it up.
Yeah, why wouldn't you
then share which one and how much you raised? And show.
And she would like there was, I think it was, it wasn't Ronald McDonald House, but it was something similar to that. And I think she like talked about a specific family that she helped and like met with them or whatever. So I don't know, but people were like, oh, that's interesting that, I mean, hopefully that is true that she's donating to childhood cancer research. That'd be great. But here's another thing that's very interesting. So the show was originally listed for all ages.
Yes.
And then was changed to 18 and over. But at first it was listed for all ages, which let's not forget, when she was talking on Raven's podcast, she was like, this was never for kids. It was never supposed to be for kids. Miranda's humor isn't for children. It's adult humor, blah, blah, blah.
Well, not only that, but half the reason that you were canceled was because right. of your all ages shows that were highly inappropriate. Exactly. What the fuck are you doing? You think this would have been priority number one? Like, when we release this, make sure it does not say all ages.
Yeah.
Let's keep this 18 plus, especially since it's called a cabaret and it has certain associations and whatever.
Yeah.
Oh,
stupid.
And then remember in the interview, she goes, maybe I wouldn't have done that back then, but I was in the space. I was new. Like, I was one of the original creators. I'm like, well, now you know. So why wouldn't you use your knowledge that you now know not to do it, you know, for all ages?
It's like, obviously, we knew during that interview that she was being incredibly fake in the way she spoke about pretty much everything. But this just really confirms it, you know, to come out with this type of show.
Yep.
I mean, she doesn't give a damn. She said like kind of what she felt like she needed to say. It's out. Now it's out. It's somewhere. It's on Raven's podcast. Not my own platform, but Raven Simone's. And that's all I need to do. Now I can move forward.
But she got ripped on that show.
Like, oh, yeah.
The feedback was awful.
I'm sure she knew that that was going to happen. Clearly, with this move, is she knows there's a certain group of people. It's the same people that are still like watching the vlogs. That she's going to be like, that's probably just enough to like get a little fame high and make some money on.
Yeah.
I'm just going to ride that, which is so interesting to me. You would think for your own mental health, you would need to just give all of this up and go start something new. Like you're almost 3 years out from this cancellation. You could have like
hiatus,
gone to school or something.
Gone to school. She's got plenty of money. She doesn't need to go to school.
Well, I'm saying if she wants to like do And it's not all about money in life, you know? Like, maybe she wanted to be fulfilled. I almost just said become a performing arts teacher. That's probably not good advice, Colleen. But,
she's
you know.
She's like, let me perform or teach at the local children's theater.
Maybe she should have done literally anything else. I don't know.
I think she likes the fame, but also feeling like she has fans. I think she's like so stuck on that.
I'm pretty sure she has in the past talked about how her self-worth was directly tied to her fame.
She has talked about that. I've heard her talk about that. I don't know exactly where, but multiple times I've heard that.
She said on the interview, too.
Yeah, she did. And if that's the case, girl, talk to your therapist about that.
Yeah. Well, that's what she said. She's like, I'm in therapy for it because my self-worth is so tied into like my entire existence.
So being canceled to all hell was
a hit to that?
Yeah.
If I were her therapist, and what do I know since I am not a therapist, but I'd be like, honey, anything else? Like, leave this world behind.
No, I'm actually not surprised, and I don't think a therapist would say that.
Really?
No, I think they would be like, it was so traumatic that you need to take back your power in the thing that traumatized the fuck
exposure
out of you.
Exposure therapy.
Oh, but this
I think that my guess is her therapist and her came to this realization together that, like, you don't want this career of yours to end in the worst possible way, so that it was literally like, which I'm not saying that
what she did wasn't awful, but I'm assuming being canceled to all hell is traumatizing.
Yeah,
she still deserves to be canceled because what the fuck are you? She did horrible things. But regardless, I think it was probably very traumatizing for her.
It sucked.
Fucked up her mental health severely. Yeah. And so...
of course it did.
And so I don't think the therapist was like, yeah, just take the L and move on. Like, I think that they were probably like, well, let's see if we can try and make it this whole career of yours not sting so bad when you think about it. That's my guess. But what do I know? I'm also not.
But wouldn't that be like such bad advice to keep sending her back into the lion's den? Like,
I don't
why
know.
Why don't you go at it again?
I don't
know. Maybe they'll like you more this time.
I don't know. I have no idea. I could be wrong. Maybe she was like, please don't do this. And Colleen was like, I'm doing it anyways. I don't
know. I'd be like, as your therapist, I advise that you move to a small town somewhere out of California and become a farmer.
But also,
love chickens and rocks.
She could very well be like, I have no interest in doing that. This is what makes me happy. It's what I need to do with my life. And as a good therapist, you say, okay, well, you know, this, you know, they can't tell you what to do. She can't be like, no, 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 Colleen, seriously. You need to just move to a farm of chickens.
I would say, well, maybe consider an adult theater troupe.
Troupe?
Community theater.
Yeah.
It's a troupe.
Right, a troupe.
We discovered that.
Community theater.
Yeah. Well, I
build
think that's...
sets or something at the very least.
No, she wants to perform.
Okay, well...
Or...
You can't have everything in
but
life.
But I am curious if...
Diddy wants to be free.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding. Diddy wants another chance to perform too. Think his therapist is like, well, when you get out, let's release your next song.
All right, I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh my God.
That's the only thing I can think of to compare.
Oh my God.
I think, or she wants to go out on her own terms. She's like, I'm not being canceled.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She's like, you can't cancel me. I'm going to get back on stage, get back on the horse. Yeah, this is all so good. So obviously, for those who aren't aware of Colleen Ballinger, they have to give a bio in the show Clicks website. So it says, sit back, relax, and laugh with Colleen's closest family and friends as she performs a brand new one-woman show for the special one-off event at the blah, blah, blah theater. Colleen Ballinger has amassed over 50 million followers across her social media and passed 4 billion views on YouTube. She made her Broadway debut in Waitress as Dawn in 2019. God, that was 2019?
Oh, I forgot.
Holy
she was
shit,
in Waitress.
That was before COVID? And has been touring all over the world with her one-woman variety show for over a decade. Colleen is best known for her comedic character, Miranda Sings.
Let
her rest.
After her rise to fame in social media, Ballinger went on to create, executive produce, and star in the Netflix original series, Haters Back Off. Her one-hour special, Miranda Sings Live, You're Welcome, is also available on Netflix.
Best known is so funny.
That's
that is
hilarious.
Not like you ask the average person on the street, what is Colleen Ballinger best known for?
Best known for
her cancellation.
Yeah.
I mean, reading this, if you didn't know who she was, you'd be like, huh, maybe I'll go check it out. But like, when you type her, if you look her up in Google, it's like grooming, you know, children. I don't know.
She was an Angry Birds too.
Mm hmm. Oh,
she was a voice.
What if someone was just passing by the theater and was like, I'm going to go to whatever is there. And they had no idea who Colleen is. They end up there and they're like, that's a pretty good show. I like her.
They become a fan. And then
that's the audience that she's going for.
She had tons of fans there.
Did she really?
Yep.
All right, let's see it.
Yeah, let's watch a clip. The clip we're about to watch was posted on Reddit. This was allegedly her show this past weekend. It's not totally confirmed if it was before or after the show, but it's a video of her taking photos with fans at a meet and greet, which is probably the before with the VIP is my guess, but...
Look at the lights.
Wow. This is so weird.
Isn't it? It's just strange.
It's so weird. $5.
Thank you.
Talk about the allegations.
That's funny.
That's like all I'm thinking of.
Talk about the allegations.
The lights are killing me. The lady holding them up.
Wow, I'm speechless. This is just so weird. It's like seeing a fish out of water.
Isn't it?
You know what? I'll give it to her. She is brave. She's got balls to go out and be like, let me do a live show.
And like a meet and greet like that.
Yeah. What the
fuck? A meet and greet's crazy.
Like, what the fuck?
So
yeah. What if someone came up to you and started like bitching you out?
Yeah, or like threw a Slurpee on you or something.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy brave.
Yeah, there's another short that's this person posted as well, just of her, again, meeting a fan. The fan like gave her something and she's like, oh my God.
Oh. People on Reddit were like, are they out of Chili's? I mean, I don't think
that. I don't look
It does look like a mall or something.
Yeah, like
there's an escalator.
She's at a theater.
Oh.
Theater.
Right, it's the theater troupe.
No, that's not a troupe. It's just her.
I know. I'm joking.
You just love the word troupe.
Yeah, it's fun to say. Wow.
Now, some people have speculated that this was the reason that she went on Raven's podcast, was to kind of like test the water of like, okay, if I go on this, are people going to hate me? Or maybe I'll get some good feedback and then I can go do a live show. And, you know, people think that it was her attempt at making herself look better so that she can kind of like clear the air, clear her name.
So she got the bad feedback and then was like,
yeah, so she got ripped to shreds and was like, well, I'm going to be doing it anyways. Nice. I'll be doing it anyways.
I think it was already planned, the show, because
you think?
I mean, if it's in November, they probably, I True. Would think at least
probably
going to
yeah, book the theater.
Yeah, I agree. I think it probably.
And that's why she didn't promote it too big. I feel like maybe if Raven's podcast went better, she would have been like, oh, I have a show coming up.
Yeah. And the end, well, she's trying to keep it on the low. Yeah. It's for the raccoons only.
Right. Oh, yeah. At the end, she's like, Raven's like, do you want to say anything like you're doing next? Yeah. And she's like, no, no one cares. Whatever.
Yeah. She's like, just they'll find me if they want me. That's it's basically what she's saying. She's like, those who will seek me, who like me enough will seek me out.
Yeah.
And they did.
Interesting.
She also posted on her Patreon a like video of her getting ready. I don't know.
We didn't want to pay the $3, so.
Yeah, I ain't paying the $3.
No. Thank you, ladies. Good call.
But on top of all of that, there is speculation that Colleen might be trying to bring Miranda back. Did you see this, Kendall?
No.
On January 2nd, a weird video
Sorry,
was
yes.
posted to the Miranda Sings TikTok account with no caption. And you can barely even see her. It's basically like just her forehead. Mm-hmm. But if you listen closely, it sounds like she says record in her Miranda voice.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, oh, she probably posted this on accident. I'm like, no.
No, this is 100% on purpose.
This
it's made
purpose.
To look like it's an accident. Yeah. Like, oh, Miranda's so goofy. She doesn't know how to use TikTok.
Or like she accidentally used, like posted it to her account. Maybe it was a draft. No, she posted this on purpose.
Because it's like in her Miranda voice, she's like, record.
Yeah. Okay, record. Wait, just play it. It's really short. Yeah. It's only 5 seconds long. It's literally of her forehead.
But I feel like Miranda is known for her, like,
yeah,
forehead, which I know.
She's known for her forehead.
Just like, you know how she yeah. does her hair. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah. I'm with you. Record.
In her hair. Yeah. It looks like how Miranda does.
No,
hair.
That's 100% on purpose, dude.
I feel like anybody could have done this. Anybody. I mean, like, anybody could. The Miranda Sings voice isn't like that special, you know?
Oh,
I mean?
You think someone hacked the account?
No. I'm just saying, like, she's not that. I don't know. She's not that creative. Like any, like it's not like she's like
Miranda in general.
Miranda in general,
the character.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's,
oh,
it's
I so agree.
So like stupid.
I don't think she's got a whole lot of talent.
No, that's what I mean. It's like I don't think it would take anybody with that much talent to do the Miranda voice.
I think Janelle could have been a good Miranda.
People ripped her in the comments. Yeah, I could have.
You're good at voices.
Yeah, you are.
Yes.
Yeah, you were pretty good at the Miranda voice.
People are like, are the bills getting high again? Yeah, just not good. Yeah, because the last video on that account before this was posted in 2023. People also noticed that just a day before the video was posted, two videos were posted back to back on the Ballinger family TikTok account. One shows the entire family doing their best Miranda impressions.
This is like the, her brother's family has their own TikTok account and they like do a bunch of shit online. And the other is a throwback clip of one of the kids doing a Miranda impression. Some other things that people have pointed out are how Colleen, or whoever runs the Miranda account, unfollowed everyone but one person on the Miranda Sings official Instagram account and also changed her bio to very famous. I think Miranda's going to come back soon. That's my guess.
She might as well at this point, right? She's probably like, everyone hates me. Man, Miranda's hateable.
Yeah, I think she's going to put out some sort of video and test to see how it goes.
It's like, not shock. She's just such a shitty person, dude. If she really does that, it'll like put, I mean, she's already so shitty as it is, but it'll really solidify that title. To go on this Raven podcast and talk about how, you know, ashamed she is of Miranda and the whole, it was never this character, blah, 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 I'm so sorry. And then to just bring it all back. Like, if that's really what she does, then
it just gives me such an ick.
Seems on point for her.
That's
yeah,
disgusting.
It is disgusting. It's such a slap in the face to all her victims and everyone who's offended and hurt by her. And I mean, there's so many people. And yeah, it's like you almost just want to laugh at it because it's just so fucking ridiculous. But at the end of the day, it's really sad. If she were to really do that, man, do you think she will? What percentage confidence of Miranda's return are you?
80.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Honestly, after what we talked about last week with the whole like rage bait.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
So I think maybe she's just going to use that.
Just ride out the haters. The haters become the
haters
main audience.
Off.
Yeah. Wait, I guess that's kind of always been her thing.
Which, I mean, I don't know.
What percentage do you guys think?
That it's going to be successful.
Let's put bets on it.
That it's going to be successful or just that she's coming back?
She's coming back. We all know it's not going to be super successful.
It's not going to be successful. I want to say like 80, 90% too.
Damn. What about you, Sid?
I think I'm going 80, 85. Because why would you post that?
That's
after not posting for 3 years.
She's definitely coming back.
If you asked me that before this TikTok, then I'd be like, probably not. But the fact that she posted that TikTok and then her brother's account is like posting his kids doing the Miranda impression, like,
that's so creepy.
Why else would you be doing that?
I do think that the Raven podcast was like a soft launch to see what the response would have been or was.
And it wasn't good.
It was not good. But she still gave it the okay.
But it got a lot of attention.
It got a lot of attention. And people make the argument that bad press is good, as any press is good press.
Bad press is good.
Good.
Press.
And that bad press.
Well,
is
that's
good
kind
press.
Of the argument that What's Her Face makes last week. What was her name?
Camilla.
Oh, yeah.
Bad press is good press.
Yeah.
Rage bait is good.
Yeah.
Rage bait equals money. Mm-hmm. So maybe she will. I'm going to say I'm less confident. But I do think that TikTok was to test the waters. But like really fully bring her ass back. I'm going to say 65. A little lower than you guys. But
do you think that people are going to be able to like record while the show's happening? Because a lot of the times, like in venues like that, they say like no recording, no phones.
I'm sure there was no phones.
Okay.
But people do it anyways.
Yeah.
What if they like boxed them up?
I don't know if you can do that.
You can. Yeah. We've had this conversation multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Jack White does that at his shows.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, they take your phone?
Yeah. Before, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually,
Jack
multiple.
White does that?
Jack White does that. My dad had to do it at his show.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised they can get that many because he like gets a
And Josh was with him,
crowd.
Yeah. Josh did that too.
Yep. How do they keep track of it?
I don't really know. I feel like it's a box at your seat, maybe?
They
I don't know. Look it
up.
He takes your phones.
He personally
Jack
is standing
White.
There like your fucking iPhone.
Like, everyone throw your shit on stage right now. That's like getting hard to do with how
that's
much
no
devices
way.
People have.
I also
to.
Think that's dangerous in this day and age.
Yeah, honestly, it probably is.
Special magnetic sealed yonder pouches at the entrance to create. So you have to leave them at the entrance.
It must be so confusing to get them all back at the end. I remember being so pissed because I was pregnant with Holly when my dad and Josh went to a show and Josh couldn't communicate with me. And I was like, not happy because I was like, what if I go into labor or something, dude? What the fuck?
Musician Jack White. He is now banning all fans from taking cell phones into concerts on his upcoming tour. Concertgoers will need to keep their phones in a yonder pouch like these that you see right there. They will only be able to unlock at a designated space like the lobby, maybe
so
the
keep
concourse
it on you.
Of the venue, for example.
Oh,
so White says that he wants to make his show a 100% human experience By the way, here's a heads up, because that tour is coming here to Dallas to the Bomb.
I actually think that's annoying.
I think it's annoying, but I also kind of respect it. And I wish we had more human experiences in life. Like, I think it's a fair thing to to ponder about.
I don't. Would you go to a show that was phone free?
No, but I'm not being forced to. This is America.
True. You're right.
If he wants to do that as an artist.
Okay, it's true. You're right. Yeah, let us know what you guys think about this.
Maybe she had those little yonder pouches. It'd be good for her.
God, that's crazy. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
There's word on Reddit that it didn't go well, or that maybe it didn't go well because she hasn't really posted since.
Well, she didn't really post it promoting it either.
No. So, well, I guess maybe on their Patreon.
I have a feeling, I mean, I don't know. It is Reddit. They never think anything goes well.
No, but there's like, she has this full snark page and people are.
Well, I'm sure the majority of people who went to it wanted to be there and were like happy.
Yeah.
Who's going to pay, who's going to pay a minimum of $50 to go hate watch someone? Really? Right.
Yeah. I also thought, what if people like bought the tickets just to have empty seats? But that's like counterintuitive. That doesn't
Why do would, yeah, like,
yeah. That isn't, yeah, you're still giving them artist money.
Why would you do that?
Money.
Anyways.
We'll see. I wonder how long, how much of a buildup Miranda will be before she's unleashed.
Sydney's like, she is unleashed. She's coming out.
I don't know. I really
She's like in her cage, like, let me out.
Oh, good God. Colleen, dude. All right. So, Nick Vile. And his wife. So, what? Nick Vile was on The Bachelor.
Yes,
he what was season, The Bachelor. For those who don't know.
He was The Bachelor.
Like me. He was The Bachelor.
I don't remember what season, a long time ago.
Did you watch the season?
I did.
Was he boring?
He was the antagonist.
Oh.
People didn't like him.
Because he was.
So why does he have a show now?
He was a contestant on Caitlin Bristow's.
Which means that he.
Season.
He was like.
You like her.
I love her. You would love her. She's great.
I like her a lot.
We love her.
What, on The Bachelorette, right? So that's like
she
the woman.
She was The Bachelorette.
Right. And so he's.
I was like, he was the contestant.
He was
and
in one
then,
of the same men. Okay.
And then after that, he was The Bachelor.
But he was the antagonist. People didn't like his ass.
Yeah. He was contestant on 2 seasons. Wow.
Oh.
Runner up twice.
Yeah, he was runner up.
That sucks.
So then he hosts this podcast.
With his wife, Natalie. And she
and
was
Natalie
not...
is just his wife. She was not from a show.
Correct. She slid into his DMs. That's how they met.
Okay. So, yeah, this podcast is really popular.
They get everyone.
We've showed it at some point.
Yeah, we've definitely.
When they had a cornucopia in the background.
JoJo Siwa is on there.
Yep. They get like everyone.
What is this random light that is now in the background of our set?
Square. Oh, that's the sun.
The sun?
The sun's going down.
There's a sun up. There's a window right there.
There's a sun up.
Wow.
Yeah,
I think that's actually maybe coming from the bathroom.
Should I close the door?
Evan? Maybe. Let's see if that works.
I don't think so because there's no.
Oh. There's little squares in the bathroom. Here's the experiment.
Whoa!
And it's gone.
Sun went down.
Now we know to keep the bathroom door closed.
Yep. Anyways, so yeah, him and his wife, they host a podcast. They get fucking everyone. And they recently did an interview with a guy. His name is Austin Kroll from Southern Charm, which is a show on Bravo. I've never watched it. Have you?
No, but I've watched probably like a few episodes. It's just kind of like your reality TV show, but not like the cast like knows each other and they're like kind of socialites in Charleston.
Yeah.
Is it like a summer house? Kind of.
Kind of, but it like follows their like, I think I wouldn't say honestly day to day. It's kind of like Vanderpump almost but again, these people like have known each other, like knew each other before. So it's not like random how Vanderpump became how they all knew each other, but in the very beginning, didn't know each other.
Mm.
So,
a Bravo show.
You had to have like an in order to get on the show.
I see.
So, yeah, he was interviewing Austin because the new season just premiered. So, obviously, we're doing a little press tour here to promote the new season.
And I feel like Nick does this a lot. Like, he's done this with Mormon Wives. Yeah.
Everyone who has, like, some sort of new show that just came out.
Bravo.
Or is about to come out, especially Bravo. They, like, go on Nick Viall's podcast. And just a heads up, before we get into the details, we are going to be talking about something, like, having to do with a tragic death. We're not going to, like, go into the details or anything, but just wanted to throw that out there. On the show, on Southern Charm, Austin has talked about how his family lost his older sister, Kyle. And Kyle passed away when she was just 9 years old after falling off a cliff during a family hiking trip.
God, that is so horrible.
So tragic. And during the hike, Kyle went past a safety barricade along the trail and fell off the cliff, passing away instantly. Absolutely horrific.
That is so beyond traumatizing for their entire family.
Yeah.
And so to sad. All be there. Ugh. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Just so, so upsetting. But he has spoken about this on the show on Southern Charm. And he's also talked about how his family tried to rebuild after that tragedy and how his younger sister, Katie, played a huge role in that. Austin said that one of the main reasons he chose to talk about this publicly was because people were always asking why Katie was so much younger than he is and wanted to know the backstory. So it's not like this is any sort of
new news
or like secret. Yeah. And he wanted to be the one to explain what happened and how his family went through a really hard period after losing Kyle. And he said his family felt completely broken for a long time. But when Katie was born, it helped them, you know, heal and feel whole again.
Mm.
So obviously this is incredibly painful for Austin and his family. And it's something he's always been careful about when he talks about it. And that's why people were surprised watching this interview, because going into it, the expectation was just that he was there to promote the new season. Like, this wasn't like I said, this happened a long time ago. He's already spoken about this. There's really like no reason to just randomly bring this up, which is exactly what Natalie did. But yeah, within the first 10 minutes, Natalie abruptly changes the topic of the conversation from Southern Charm to Austin's sister, who, again, tragically passed away. Let's go ahead and watch that clip. And you can just tell he is so uncomfortable of her just seemingly bringing this up out of nowhere.
Quickly.
Especially, listen to how high her voice is. Like, there's no tone change right. or anything. She's just so out of nowhere.
She goes quickly.
Yeah, really quick. Like, I'm going to ask about your shirt or
right,
something.
Right. Quickly jumping out of Southern Charm, I'm sure we're
sure
going to jump right back into it. But going into your childhood, I didn't know this about your sister passing at 9.
Mm. Okay, we are switching gears.
Sorry.
Wait. Is she smiling?
Yes, dude.
Is she fucking smiling?
I didn't
yes.
know.
She like, was like smirking.
Oh my God, right now she... for sure is. Oh my God. That is a scary type of person who doesn't know how to approach something like a sibling's tragic death.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You don't even have to be a good podcaster to know how to just have basic human skills. Wow. Go back. Let's see that again.
We're
sure
going to jump right back into it. But going into your childhood, I didn't know this about your sister.
Fun fact.
Passing
New
at 9.
Mm. Okay, we are switching gears.
Sorry. And you obviously don't have to answer. If
sure.
you don't. My question is, how old were you when that happened?
7.
You were 7.
Wow. Yeah.
How did your family keep, because you're obviously so close to your family today, your parents and Katie. How did your family keep y'all together during that time?
One word, Katie.
Really?
Katie came to our family and was the biggest blessing that the Kroll family could have ever gotten.
What the fuck?
Wow, that is... And Nick's just sitting there like a bump on a log. What an idiot.
Yeah. Like he says, it's because of Katie. That's how he got through it. Nick jumps in and starts talking about how grateful he is that he's never had to go through something like that himself.
Ooh, that is tone deaf. Oh, God. What a fucking moron.
Listen to this.
Right. So our story is very interesting because it's like if my older sister Kyle were here still, then my younger sister Katie wouldn't be here. Mm. It was literally a cause and effect. Okay. Like the year and a half period between my older sister passing and my younger sister being born was truly like the dark ages for our family. You know, but I was 7, 8, didn't know my family, my parents, you know, were going through, which, you know, turns out was a very torturous period for them.
Yeah.
And then my younger sister kind of came around, and my younger sister was born. And that quite literally, it was like our whole family rebirth. It was like that.
I mean, I'm such a big believer in, you know, so much of our success in life has to do with our resiliency, our ability to get over adversity. But I have been grateful and lucky that I've never experienced anything that tragic.
Yeah.
And as a new dad, Natalie knows, like, I have a hard time watching, like, TV shows and content where, like, something bad happens to kids, especially as a new dad. So, like, to hear that story, so much, like, just admiration and respect to your family to get through that. Because truly, moments like that sometimes can have a very dark domino effect on so many lives.
Bro.
Wow.
I'm so grateful I didn't have to go through that. But, like, me personally, I'm a dad now, so I can't watch scary things. Fuck off, dude. Yeah. This family lived in.
And you have nothing to say to the very profound statement he just made about their family rebuilding and, like,
cause and effect.
Yeah. There were so many things you could have asked about, and you instead turn it to you. What a horrible. You are so fucking shitty at your job. That's your job.
It was horrible.
Oh, my God. Like, anyway. Yeah. Glad that never happened to me, bruh.
But, like, also because I'm a dad, like, and I love my kid, I can't watch kids getting hurt.
And the guy, he goes, yeah, like, no shit.
Yeah.
Like, and he's not talking about a show, dude. Yeah. He's talking about his real life.
He's like,
his sister died
content.
In front of him.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's horrible.
Ew.
That's beyond tone deaf.
Dude, okay. Nick Vile is officially
vile.
Yeah. That is shocked. So bad. The two of them.
Oh, it gets a little more.
It gets worse.
Dude, they are lost in the sauce. It is all just about the views and the podcast at this point.
Yeah,
they don't really care about being a real human to this poor guy. God.
So he starts off his next question by saying, weird question, but let's go ahead and watch that clip.
Weird question.
God.
From a weird person.
Weird question, but, like, what is your younger sister's relationship with your sister who passed? If they're in a kind of almost kind of spiritual
way. It's a super meta.
Whoa, hang on.
He did not just fucking ask that.
Like,
oh my God.
It's just so inappropriate. Like, you can tell the way that he responded when she first brought this up. He's like, oh, we're just getting right into it.
Austin?
Yeah. Was like, you could tell he was like, oh, I didn't know you were talking about this. That should have been your clue to be done with
this topic. We fucked up on that. We should probably be like, we're sorry. Let's cut this out and move on.
Like, why are we continuing this conversation?
That's something you'd ask people ahead of time. You know, whenever we have guests on our show, obviously we interview people who have been through traumatic events all the time. We always sit down with them for an hour or so, or sometimes longer. Or we talk on the phone, whatever it is. And we really go over, like, are you comfortable with this? Do you want to talk about this? How much do you want to go into things? We, like, make sure. And we always let them know, too, that this is a pre-recorded show. It's not live. And if anything is said that you don't like, we can always edit it out after.
Which, who knows? Like, maybe they were like, hey, do you want us to cut this out? And he was like, no, it's
maybe. Yeah.
Okay,
but still, he seems completely caught off guard. You don't surprise someone with a question about, especially when they're being interviewed for a reality TV show.
Right. And, like, the Viles really, like, we're talking, but we know when they were prepping for the show, they were like, oh, yeah, these are great questions to ask about his sister.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make, how is this related to the show, you know?
Exactly. It's not. No, it's just, how can we, like, get an emotional moment from you, something that's juicy and our audience is going to want to see? That's so fucking vile. You guys are named the right thing. That's good.
And after we finish watching, there's also these things of, like, what they believe they set it up for is, like, to have him open up about, because, you know, like, the Southern Charm, they talk about relationships and, like, you know, he's been in relationships before, like, he hasn't done anything, like, he's been accused of cheating or whatever, just, you know, regular relationship drama, and he, like, can't stay with, he has a hard time, like, with commitment, and they, like, try to
relate,
like, oh, it's because of
the commitment issues to his sister,
because
of the trauma from losing your sister.
So he really just asked, what is your two sisters' relationship,
who never met each other,
right?
You know, question and things that Katie always acknowledges Kyle and always, you know, refers to her as, you know, my sister Kyle and things like that. I mean, always talks about it. And honestly, I've never asked her that question. I'm sure that she does have a relationship in a way with my sister Kyle.
To me, that kind of gives off the question, like,
they were expecting the answer of like, does your sister feel replaced? Or like, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of the vibe I was getting from that.
Yeah. Or is like she was.
And also, how could he answer that for her?
Yeah. That's just
like, I don't know. Ask her. That's... But also don't.
God, you dummies really dug into territory you should never. That is just so disrespectful. What if he doesn't what if he doesn't view it in a spiritual way at all? It's like they don't have a relationship, they never met. You know, you never know how someone views that type of thing.
Yeah.
It's just like, why are you? This is the Vile Files, I know. Dude.
I know. Talk about reality
interview
TV.
Reality TV stars. What the God? Unless he brings that up.
Exactly.
You know, if he opens that door like for a conversation with, like that, then sure.
The fact that she's like, real quick, jumping around here, let's talk about the worst thing that's ever happened to you in your whole life. But it doesn't stop there. She keeps going.
I just want to know, you know, we'll probably go back to Southern Charmed in a second, but
yeah.
Damn, these two are dummies. I don't like this.
Okay, let's hear what she asks next.
A relationship in a way with my sister.
That's fascinating.
Were you there when she fell?
Yeah.
You were?
Yeah.
What was this cliff? Where like?
See, to talk about, you know, the town, it's just.
Did she just ask what a cliff is?
What was this cliff? Like, where was it?
Almost like, how did your sister fall off this cliff? Like, walk us through
She's like
moments.
Digging for the trauma of it all. She's like, can you give us a play-by-play of how your sister died?
But, like, were you there? What?
He was not 7 years old.
Oh, my God. How does she not want to
Terrible.
Just, like,
Or the fact
disappear.
That she hasn't apologized.
Put down the mic.
Holy shit. Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed for her.
You know what's also crazy? She literally says she's watched the show before. And if he's, which he has, talked about this on the show.
This is no surprise.
Even so she's like fishing for things she's already heard or even more she never listened
or
to.
Or she never, yeah. Or But like, this is giving Raven Simone.
Yeah.
When you have a fucking guest on a podcast, can you just do like, I don't know, the littlest bit of research?
Yeah. This isn't hidden at all. Even if, for example, she watches the show, she didn't see the episode that it aired on, right? You look him up. It's yeah. This is no surprise.
It's,
and like
you
he's,
look him up. Read his bio.
Like I'm just oh my gosh. Crazy.
Or just don't ask these questions when it does not relate to the show and what they're talking about in this current season.
What is this
cliff? What is this cliff?
It's a cliff, dude. You know, like do you need to go back to fourth grade?
Well, he kind of shuts her down here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got, you know, I mean, wiped off the map by a hurricane, and there was no love lost with my family on that one. So I won't even say the name of the town for terms of, and yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, horrible. He's like, you stupid bitch. Why would you start saying that?
Horrible. Truly just absolute garbage. This is like, this is giving podcasters a horrible rap of like the whole like podcasters, who the fuck gave these people a mic? This is why people say this shit. It's so not hard to do an ounce of research before you go talking to someone. Hello? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, this is basically how they segue then. Because then Nick goes, do you think this past trauma has like affected your relationships and being able to stay in them? And he handled that like, well, for I would have been like, I'm out of here. But
oh, my God.
People who are, she's getting ripped. He is too, but her especially.
Natalie, that was the most unprofessional and rude segue into a question about his sister I've ever seen. Extremely insensitive. The problem with any influencer having a podcast. Maybe get some training on how to do your job professionally and with class. Exactly. What the fuck? One of the worst interviews I've ever watched. The questions and transitions were incredibly insensitive. It really drove home that some podcasters are just random people with microphones and no training. Yeah. If you're going to ask someone to speak about the most tragic moments of their life, the bare minimum is a little grace and humanity. He didn't deserve that. I came to see how bad this was, thinking it couldn't be that bad, but oh my God, this was way worse. Poor Austin, he handled it amazingly and definitely owed an apology. Yeah. Vile Files.
Emphasis on vile.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole Terrible. Thing just was awful. Before Natalie asked Austin about his sister, Nick and Natalie brought up that they didn't think Austin wanted to come on their podcast. And they explained that during the last season of Southern Charm, Nick had made a comment saying the show was boring.
It is. Austin, it is so boring.
No, that Southern Charm was boring. Oh. Nick said the show.
No, no.
Go ahead and fry that. Sorry.
No, that he was saying that Southern Charm was boring.
Oh, sorry. I misunderstood that.
And Austin had apparently brought up Nick's comment on his own podcast, so Nick and Natalie thought he wouldn't have wanted to come on because of the boring comment.
You know what I just thought? I just realized is Nick and Natalie give me the same vibes as Nick Lachey and Vanessa Lachey.
Totally.
Ugh, those two are insane.
Robots.
And aren't they? Are they the ones that are having a new show?
Probably.
They have a new Netflix show?
Yes. Yep. They're going to. Well, it's not out yet, but they're going to be hosts. That's.
Yeah, they're hosting a new show on Netflix. Wait, which is about.
Pull it up. I need to know about this.
I forgot what it's called, but it's about relationships with age gap. So it's like a because love they is have blind. An age gap. Yeah, it's like a Love is Blind type of show, but with an age gap.
Let me guess. It's something like Love Has No Number. Love Knows No Number.
I think you're really close.
No Number.
Age of Attraction.
Oh, the Age of Attraction.
You. Isn't that
stupid? I'll be watching.
Well,
gotta check it out, you know?
Yeah, I can't see any people.
Yeah, it's terrible. This is honestly one of the worst clips of podcasting I've ever watched. I think in
the worst interview.
I'm not
ever.
Even kidding. Well, remember this is when so bad?
Oh, it was like a couple months ago that I happened across one of their episodes and I clicked on it, and it started with an ad read. It was literally her just being like, "Buy this product," blah 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 blah. I couldn't. I was like,
"It was like
is this how it always is?"
Starbucks sells 100% authentic coffee. Make sure you get their beans. They love to sell coffee because they'll give you energy in the morning if you stop at Starbucks.
It was for some type of meal kit service.
Was it?
Yes, the one that I saw. And I'm sure there was a Starbucks one too, but it was just straight up like, "We love the so and so meatballs. They're so good."
Oh wait, I think I know your. Oh yeah.
Oh, it was really bad.
People are awful.
Yep.
Yeah, people are like, yeah, they deserve a fucking apology.
Yeah, that is just.
Or he deserves an apology, or the family deserves an apology.
Has he made a statement or anything?
No.
Nope. Even Lindsay, Rachel Lindsay, from The Bachelor, who was on Nick's season, but is friends with him.
Bachelor Nation
said, like, yeah, you should probably apologize.
You might want to.
Might want to say you're sorry.
She's like, sorry.
And she's like smiling the whole time he's talking.
Terrible.
Like, this is great.
I just can't believe you started it with. Switching gears here.
Oh, weird question, but.
Those two are made for each other. That's all I'll say.
I'm glad they fell in love. Irritated that they have such a big platform. I'm like,
I know. God, it's
and they
crazy.
Just like this. They've been pushing out episodes since then. Like, this didn't even faze them.
They probably don't give a damn.
No.
There was another instance. It was pretty recent. That they were talking about something about Christmas time. Like they were hosting Christmas.
Yeah.
And they were mentioning Nick was like, "Well, it's my house. Like everyone made themselves so comfortable at my house." He has like a bunch of siblings and stuff, and they kept on like repeating, like emphasizing, like, "This is my house," and like the house was actually his grandpa's, and he bought it back.
Yeah, he bought it back.
And like they were just like, they were hosting, so, but then they were also like upset because their family like wasn't like, they didn't do what they expected them to do, but they also like didn't plan anything for the host. Like Christmas morning came and Natalie was like, she's like, "I was just so disappointed on Christmas morning. She's like, I thought we were gonna make breakfast and open gifts, but everyone just doing their own thing." And the comments were like, "Well, yeah, like you're hosting. You're the one that's supposed to like make the plan.
You make the fucking breakfast."
Yeah. And then I guess at another point, like Nick made dinner or something for them two and their child. And the rest of the family came down. I'm like, "Oh, it's dinner time." Because it's like a family, you know.
You're hosting. They only made
dinner for themselves.
That's actually so funny.
And then they're bitching about it.
Yeah.
Wait, so you're telling me these two dummies talk shit about their own family on
a
Christmas
podcast.
Morning on their stupid podcast?
That's crazy
together.
Word.
Air out their disappointment.
Don't you know you're supposed to talk shit about your family with behind these doors like every other regular couple?
But then
they go to therapy, fucking freak.
He ends it like, "It was, but overall, you know, it was a good time." I'm like, dude, you just bashed them. For coming over.
And also, it's like, yeah, like, he was like, "Well, it just felt like my siblings felt like they were back at mom and dad's house, and it's not, it's my house."
I think we
house.
Should do this. today's episode of The Sesh, we are going to drag our family.
Holy shit.
We get out, like, imagine. Oh my gosh, we can get out like pictures of them
all. Oh my God.
Be like, so
draw maps of everything.
This is cousin Rick.
Yeah.
This is Matilda.
This is who they are. We don't like them because of this.
Aunt
we
Nancy.
Have problems with them because of this. Mm-hmm. These two, like,
these this two one was so welcome. Fucked up at Christmas. That'd be
that's crazy.
Honestly, how fun would that be though to talk shit? And by the way, none of those are real family members.
No,
Uncle Rick. Uncle I actually Rick. Did have an Uncle Rick, but he died.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but he wasn't my uncle. No. He was just known as Uncle Rick in my dad's family.
Oh shit.
Anyway,
I did not even know that.
Rest in peace, Uncle Rick.
They
rest
also like they've gotten backlash. This is, like, nothing new for
they get
them.
Backlash all the time.
But, like, Whitney from Mormon Wives or whatever, she got onto that Broadway show. Well, Natalie's like, well, how is she going to take care of her kids?
Yeah, I saw that.
Like,
yeah, she's on Chicago on Broadway, and she was like, basically was like, how is she going to do this and
be a mom.
Pay attention to her kids?
Which is so irritating because never, ever would a man get that question.
No.
Yeah,
never
what?
Would anyone ever be like, well, how is the man is doing this? How is he going to take care of the kids?
Well, also, it's 2026. You'd think most people like know about childcare and nannies and how that works.
Yeah.
It's just so why would you actually say that? Like, if you're going to go be an
she's
idiot,
mom shaming is what she was
someone,
doing to being
go
like,
talk to Nick in bed. This is something that doesn't make it to the podcast.
Exactly.
You fucking idiot.
I am. I was. And
God,
she's a mom,
you
too.
Would never
are
ask
any of
a man
you
that.
Fans of these vile people.
I don't know how they get everyone. It's because of the fact that he was
maybe it's in like under a contract, like the show's produced by.
Oh, I'm sure.
Bigger than them.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Contracted to
I'm sure they are in a contract, but still,
sure
like
I think they're in LA too, so it's a lot easier to get.
But yeah. They get like everyone, and they get shit all the time because they ask dumbass. Like get
it probably is good for their
PR
show.
PR training, dude. I don't know.
They're rage baiting.
Their team because they have obviously a team, but like when they do interviews, usually sometimes. The other producers are involved. Sometimes they're not. But they were, like, talking about in the Christmas one. They're like, we didn't get a Christmas card. And, like, Nick and Natalie look over and they're like, why would you want a Christmas card from us? So they're just being so rude. I don't know. It just was so off-putting. Strange.
Weirdos.
Yeah.
All right.
Weirdos.
Well.
We're not weird, though.
Yeah.
No. We're
everyone
the right,
sucks,
we're the right
we're,
kind of weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
That digging was this new set. I'm
horrible.
Quite comfy.
I'm comfy, too.
It looks comfy.
Also, mm-hmm. I really like this. Can I have it?
Sure. You can have it.
It's the Clinique Almost Lipstick in Black Honey. It's like that one that was viral for a while. I like
cult
it.
Classic.
Ooh, it feels
it
good.
Looks really nice on you.
Thank you.
Clinique.
Good. I'm glad you want that. I was clearing out my makeup drawer last night and brought them in. I brought in a bunch of stuff that I just thought like someone would want.
Well done.
All right. That's going to be it. Thanks for hanging out with us on our first episode of the new set. Hope you have a great rest of your day. We love you. Stay safe out there.
Don't steal my tagline.
Oh my God, someone else said it in like the wild. Who was it?
The wild. In the wild.
It was some podcast I was listening to and they're like, stay safe out there. I was like, oh.
I actually hear quite a few podcasters saying it.
No, we got to trademark that shit.
I think it's too late.
I don't think you can trademark something like that.
Oh. No.
I don't know.
That's okay though.
All right.
Life goes on.
We love you and we'll see you in the next session. Until then, keep it fresh. Goodbye.